Harper Children's Audio presents Odd and the Frost Giants, written and performed by Neil Gaiman. Copyright 2008 and 2009 by Neil Gaiman. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Odd and the Frost Giants, Chapter 1. Odd. There was a boy called Odd, and there was nothing strange or unusual about that, not in that time or place. Odd meant the tip of a blade, and it was a lucky name. He was odd, though. At least, the other villagers thought so. But if there was one thing that he wasn't, it was lucky. His father had been killed during a sea raid 2 years before, when Odd was 10. It was not unknown for people to get killed in sea raids, but his father wasn't killed by a Scotsman, dying in glory in the heat of battle as a Viking should. He had jumped overboard to rescue one of the stocky little ponies that they took with them on their raids as pack animals. They would load the ponies up with all the gold and valuables and food and weapons that they could find, and the ponies would trudge back to the longship. The ponies were the most valuable and hard-working things on the ship. After Olaf the Tall was killed by a Scotsman, Odd's father had to look after the ponies. Odd's father wasn't very experienced with ponies, being a woodcutter and woodcarver by trade. But he did his best.